Masasheni chaps to Mishnah 5, Mas Chulin Mas Masasheni Shinit Pazru. If Chulin money, no, that's normal money, and Masasheni money was scattered around, and he doesn't know which coins are the Masasheni coins and which coins are the normal coins. So what he should do is as follows. Ma Shilikate, whatever he picks up, Likate La Masasheni Ad Shiyashlim. He should, will belong to Masasheni until all of the Masasheni has been paid back. Meaning that the first coins he picked up, let's say scattered, there were 100 coins scattered around, and there were 20 coins in there of Masasheni. So the first 20 coins he picks up, those will be the Masasheni coins. As in the Kahati, quoting a Jerusalem Talmud, that what he also has to do is stipulate, and he has to say, if what I picked up are not the Masasheni coins, let the Masasheni coins, wherever they lie, be redeemed with the coins that are picked up. So the stipulation is actually what effects turning the coins in his hands into Masasheni for Shachulin, and then the remainder of the coins, the other 80 coins lying on the floor, those will be the normal coins. In Balal v'Chafan, if they mixed up though the coins, now they're not scattered around, they're mixed up in one pile, and he takes a handful. So now Lefi Cheshbon, according to the proportion, so in our 80-20 proportion that we mentioned before, so if he picks up 10 coins in his hand, 8 of them will be normal, and 2 of them will be Masasheni money. Zeh HaKlal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, Mislaktim L'Masasheni, whatever he picks up belongs to Masasheni, Vanivlalim, but if they're mixed up already, Lefi Cheshbon, then they have to be according to proportion.